אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
We are reading from the writings of Rabash.
2083. מאמר וידבר אלוקים.
Article and God spoke to Moses.
גימל. עמוד 2083.
Again, the writing of Rabash.
וידבר אלוקים אל משה. חומר הלימוד מופיע כמובן באתרים סביבה.
God spoke to Moses.
אתם לשלוח שאלות בשידור חי דרך האתרים. וידבר אלוקים אל משה.
And God spoke to Moses and said to him, אלוקים אל משה. I am the Lord.
אני השם.
We should understand what the statement means to us. It seems to refer to Moses' question that was said at the end of the portion of Shmot, where it is written, ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to this people, and you did not save your people at all. Moses' question was that when he told them they had to work Lishma for her sake, everyone thought that their work would be more intense and with greater force. But the truth was to the contrary. They weakened in the work. As a result, they cried to Moses, what good did you do for us when you promised that we would emerge from the exile in Egypt? Meaning that our mind was in exile, and that by the way you are giving us to work Lishma, we will be freed from the enslavement of the body called Pharaoh. In truth, we haven't any motivation. Thus, our mind is that we cannot receive your sublime goal. To this came the answer, and God spoke to Moses. God is nature. As far as nature is concerned, you are correct that you haven't the fuel to continue your work. And said to him, I am the Lord. The Creator is the quality of mercy, and by His mercy they can extend forces and fuel above nature and above reason. And on this they can no longer argue, because all the arguments that a person can make are only where reason affirms it. But above reason, anything might happen, except we must increase the faith that the Creator can help above nature. In fact, it is impossible to receive something above nature before one decides that this cannot happen within nature. Only after one despairs from nature can he ask for help from above, to be given help above nature.
אז הוא יכול לבקש עזרה מן השמיים שיעזרו לו למעלה מהטבע.
שאלות.
Questions.
רוצים לשמוע שוב?
Do you want to hear it again?
בסדר.
You do. Okay.
בבקשה, אדם.
Please.
שוב מאמר, 924.
Again, article number 924, and God spoke to Moses. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. We should understand what this statement means to us. It seems to refer to Moses' question that was said at the end of the portion, Shemot, where it is written, ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done harm to his people, and you did not save your people at all. Moses' question was that when he told them they had to work Lishma for her sake, everyone thought that their work would be more intense and with greater force, but the truth was the contrary. They weakened in the work. As a result, they cried to Moses, what good did you do for us when you promised that we would emerge from the exile in Egypt, meaning that our mind was in exile, and that by the way you are giving us to work Lishma, we will be freed from the enslavement of the body called Pharaoh. In truth, we haven't any motivation. Thus, our mind is that we cannot receive your sublime goal. To this came the answer, and God spoke to Moses. God is nature. As far as nature is concerned, you are correct that you haven't the fuel to continue your work. And said to him, I am the Lord. The Creator is the quality of mercy. And by His mercy, they can extend forces and fuel above nature and above reason. And on this, they can no longer argue, because all the arguments that a person can make are only where reason affirms it. But above reason, anything might happen, except we must increase the faith that the Creator can help above nature. In fact, it is impossible to receive something above nature before one decides that this cannot happen within nature. Only after one despairs from nature can he ask for help from above, to be given help above nature.
ורק לאחר שבא לידי ייאוש מבחינת הטבע, אז הוא יכול לבקש עזרה מן השמיים שיעזרו לו למעלה מהטבע.
יפה. שירה.
נייס. Sheila.
Where does fear of the Creator sit in this entire article of faith?
Fear of the Creator is the general preparation that there is in a person on his way to attaining the Creator.
Okay, and how can we reach the state of fear of the Creator to attain faith? Because we read in the first article that without fear of the Creator, you cannot attain faith.
קראנו שבלי יראת השם אי אפשר להגיע לאמונה, ועכשיו מדובר על אמונה ויראת השם, אז איך לסדר את זה?
Faith and fear. Faith in the Creator is a feeling that the Creator fills everything, surrounds everything, encompasses everything, governs everything. This is faith in the Creator. And out of this, we should come to a state where we reach a feeling that His glory fills the world. And that a person has no work left except to accept the Creator in such a way that He fills the world and we have to be incorporated in Him.
Tada.
Yes, there's over there.
Я правильно понимаю, что это достаточно высокое состояние?
If I understood correctly, so it's a pretty exalted state.
Как-то с горем.
When they sighed from the work. I see that still somehow I can still do something.
И у меня ощущение, что это
But the state that there's completely no fuel, it's not there.
Да.
And it feels like an important state you have to reach.
Прийти к отчаянию в отношении природы.
Is that connected to reaching despair from my nature? And what is that, to be the spirit of my own nature? How to come closer to it?
Надо... как тебе сказать? Надо...
How should I put it? We need to fall on the friends, on the hands of the group, the ten, so that you will lose yourself.
Спасибо.
Ну-ну, а это кто такая?
Доброе утро, Раф. Я хочу задать по поводу проверки. Ты
выходишь
в состояние со стороны критики и со стороны без критики, да?
Supposedly going to a state on the side of criticism and lack of criticism. And then you compare.
Дальше просить, и вот это так ты ощущаешь.
You got to the limit where you can ask and In this way, you feel what you need to.
А можно еще вопрос?
Try.
Можно сколько хочешь вопросов.
Can ask again?
You can ask as many as you want.
Это же Творец любит, а я только.
Loving the friend like I love me. It's the Creator who loves. I just incorporate in His love.
Просьба и слияние и любовь это.
So it turns out that there is no love before a plea. For adhesion, because love is only in lishma.
Okay, let's say so. Okay, so what about it?
How did I reach adhesion before I feel the friend and incorporate in him?
It's impossible.
So
it turns out that I'm doing work before lishma, I'm doing it on myself. And
it is all your thoughts with yourself.
Ну, дайте нашему.
Oder ich, der Ewige, Ani Hashem, wie gibt das dem Volk Israel die Kraft, weiter zu arbeiten?
How? By saying that I am the Creator, do the nation of Israel get forces to continue in the work?
No.
Love.
Потому что есть связь между Ани Ашем
Israel.
There's a connection between I am the Creator to Israel, which is the work of the Creator.
Was ist die Verbindung, bitte?
What is the connection, please?
The connection. When a person attains the degree of I am the Creator, then he gathers inside also the feeling of the Creator within him and the Israel within him. And in this way, from the connection, he can manage it.
Und bringt uns das auch in den Glauben über den Verstand.
Does it also lead us to faith above reason?
It brings us to faith above reason, of course.
Warum?
Why?
Why? Because we are incorporated in the term of I am the Creator. And that's already a very high degree.
Und wie schließen wir uns ein in Ani Hashem?
How do we lock ourselves on I am the Lord?
Because we're trying to see him everywhere, in every place, in every state, in every action.
Thank you very much.
Ken.
בוקר טוב, מורה. מורה, אפשר משהו זריז על החיצוניות והשוני?
Good morning, teacher. Can I ask something quick about the externality and the differences of what we talked about before?
Oh, explain yourself.
You said that externality matters. So, for example, you and I are opposite. I don't think we should have meals like Bala Sulam, more like Baba Sali, you know. There's something, you know, very colorful table and all that.
I was at Baba Sali himself at a meal.
Yeah, the meals are more colorful, better. Here we're all torturing ourselves, you understand?
Look, it's a different culture, but the attitude to what a person does is the same. So a bread has a different shape or form. All things, they have different forms, but the attitude is the same.
Yeah, well, that's I understand, I agree, but that's correct. You do what you're used to, what suits you, but I see things differently. I saw you eating fish. My family would commit suicide if it had to eat it. So there's a huge difference between us. You and I are two extremes.
That shouldn't bother you.
No, not bother. That's exactly the point. If we're so different externally, we can still work together to learn everything.
Yes, because what is the difference? It's not a difference.
No, wait. There is a difference. What you do, I cannot do.
That's a matter of education. Meaning you were born in a different corporeal place, you were raised in it, and you became who you are. And I was born in a different place, and I was raised there, and something else came out of me. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. So, because you said that externality is very important, and there's a reason to do it. There's a branch and root and all that. So if the difference is so great, can we still advance together? Or
yeah, we can advance together, yes. It was many years ago, but I was at a place where there were all kinds of people from different kinds of religions. And I sat and read the Sidur, the prayer book, and next to me there was a little carpet with the Muslim, and he was doing his prayer, and I didn't feel any difference.
So spirituality has no connection to there's no influence or consequences or
What I did with my heart, he did with his heart.
So it shouldn't reflect on spirituality.
No.
Okay.
We have to learn how to accept it in an opened way.
Ken Mali.
Yes, Mali.
Can I ask a little bit about the article? He says that God in Gematria is the nature.
Yeah.
And from Egypt, there is probably a higher force. There's also different gods in the work.
Right.
Other names of attainment of the Creator were that are at a certain level, and there's a need for a higher force that pulls us out of Egypt or into a new degree.
Egypt is unique that it's a place, or let's say conditions, that the ego is under a control. Yeah.
Moses also asked the Creator, he says, they won't believe me. And the Creator told him, tell them that Ekye, I am that I am, sent me. What does it mean that there are names of the Creator that are higher than a person at his current degree reveals in the work?
That he has to know that he has more to attain, and by this he can uplift to a higher degree. And then that force that's controlling him now won't control him.
And Moses was afraid that they wouldn't believe because there's some degree of lishma, of for her sake?
Yeah, that he won't be able to take them out.
From not for her sake to for her sake, that it takes a new force?
Yes.
Thank you.
Gilad.
I'd like to continue, Igal. There are 10 different names of the same force, right?
Different names that cannot be erased.
Yeah, unerasable names, right? Should we learn to know each of these names?
No. When you go into a higher framework, you know what yes and what no, just like in this world.
So here is telling us, God is the force of nature.
Yeah.
And so he says, I'm the Lord. In other words, the force of nature tells him there's something higher, above reason, right?
Yeah.
So it's something that's revealed one out of the other. It's not like we have to research it, but it becomes revealed, right?
Yeah.
And it's all in the connection between us, right?
Everything according to the state. That's why now we don't have any meaning of just running ahead.
Ken.
Rav,
I have difficulty understanding the technique he's talking about at the end of the article. That only after he despairs about nature, he requests to be helped, to be given help above nature. Intellectually, it sounds like a good idea. get to despair and then you'll come out of it. But in reality, it's very, very difficult, this technique, you know, to come to despair, to be in this place of despair and then to...
I think it's very rational. You reach a certain state and you work and work in it more and more until you reach despair from the results.
I'll give an example. Let's say I'm trying to act in the spirit of loving others, my neighbor as myself. But sometimes I trip and I speak badly to a friend. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. And then I'm stuck there. So on the one hand, it doesn't happen often. And then my problem is, what does it mean to despair? It doesn't happen often, but when it does happen, I get stuck into it and I can't get off of it. So how do I give up on my nature in order to ask to go above it?
We say that these things have to go by naturally, that we constantly have to be in connection between us, and then these states will all connect and correct one another.
Thank you.
No, говорит, my.
Yes, ma'am. What?
Так выходит, я делаю проверку и ощущаю вот границу, где не могу включиться. И в этом месте я прошу. И мое сознание, что я не могу включиться, это тоже является включением.
When I can't be incorporated, does it mean that it's past incorporation?
Yes.
Ну дай, дай.
Раф, вот только что я ощутила вот что что я не могу включиться там и чувствую себя как ну как полезно и вижу как
трудится. I see how everyone is making efforts, and it really pains me. And I want to somehow be helpful, like a tiny mouse with its, who wants to add something with its tiny strength. So now that friends are sitting here and working, and I feel it, what can I add now of myself? Just a tiny drop.
Only the desire to help. Just the desire to help.
Thank you.
אני שואל על השגחה של אני
השם. I'm asking about the providence of I'm the Lord. It's written as the mother has mercy for the sons. Is my fight, struggle to see the friend as a king's son, does it draw a providence of mercy on him?
I guess it does.
Thank you.
Ken.
Rav Yakar Toda.
Thank you, Rav.
Rabash diyor ki, Firavun olarak adlandırılan bedenin köleliğinden kurtulmuş olacaktık.
It's written here that through the way you're given us to work in for her sake,
gerçekte herhangi bir
we will come out of the body that's called Pharaoh.
Yani biz
we don't have a motivation. How can a person get motivated? From where does he get motivation? To emerge from the works of the body.
Usually from the environment. And the Creator gives that environment more of an illumination than what was there beforehand.
Peki biz bu peki biz çevre olarak bu bağı nasıl kuvvetlendirebiliriz?
How should we build the environment so it influences us?
Connection. Connection. There's nothing else to do. That's it. We'll get there.
Thank you.
And you?
He writes that the fact that the Creator can lift us above reason should cancel all the arguments.
Yes.
My question is, within reason, should a person organize for himself the reason why he wants to go above reason, above nature?
Why he wants to go above nature? He got a desire. That desire pushes him ahead. And then he wants to implement that desire.
Yes, but along the way, do I have to constantly, give myself the reason?
The reason that you get the force of rejection from the Creator, you get a desire to ascend. There's nothing higher, more important, because this is what you actually get from the Creator.
It's just that sometimes, well, not sometimes, but often, we feel very, very small compared to the level of the Creator, as if this ascent is something. So I'm asking, do I have to make sure I have a reason why I want to make this ascent? Should a person organize for himself an answer to this question?
You want to come closer to the Creator. All in all, you want to climb that hill that the Creator is on.
Okay, that's within reason. I have to think about it. I can't just say, I want to climb up the...
Yeah.
Shalom Rav. Hello Rav. The article talked about above reason. I'll use an example. The friends gave us a command. We have to come to the morning lesson. We have to travel, drive this distance and sit here physically at the table, at the desk, and then they made it even heavier. And they said, you also have to stay for the meal afterwards. Is this above reason? If I do this?
If you don't want to, but do it because the friends are doing it.
Because they commanded me. Because the friends gave me a command.
Yeah, so that's above reason.
So my question is, how do I not get confused that I do it above reason and not because of shame of being despised, etc.?
Could be. Scrutinize it exactly.
How do I check it?
Well, pick inside.
If I look inside, I know that it's because of shame, not because of above reason. This is what I see.
That's also good.
And then what?
Then what? Try and tell yourself as how good it was if you knew how to do it above reason. Okay. How great would it be if I wouldn't want it, but I would receive it in above reason?
Ken.
Yep.
Ken Mishu?
Who else was there? Yeah.
Women Daom.
Women Daom. According to the article, despair from the work is the key to attainment. But despair also stops us when we are within reason. What exactly should be the request from the Creator so He will help us act or work above nature?
He advances us to such conditions that we enter. And suddenly we discover that we're already in above reason.
Women
Rehovot 1. How does one scrutinize correctly if the despair he has is real despair?
I don't know. He has to check himself. What it means, the true clothing.
Real despair.
I don't know. He needs to scrutinize.
That's it. Thank you.
Who else was there? Yeah.
I want to continue the question from the friend, from Ashkelon about Emil. A few days ago, I think you said that I have to act as if I'm already in bestowal. So I'm acting toward whom? Toward myself?
Towards yourself? Yeah.
It seems a little odd. Acting toward myself that I'm in bestowal. I know the truth. Like I said, I know it's because of shame.
You don't know anything. What do you know? You start acting, and then you discover that you're way over your head in it. That's it. So, go act.
Ken.
Yeah.
To continue this scrutiny, so you said to the friend that if he comes to the lesson, he doesn't want to. He comes to the meal, he doesn't want to. This is called above reason. And if he asked, and what if it's because of shame? You said you should look inside. I want to ask about the third line. What if it's because in the will to receive, he simply enjoys, not because he's learning and getting wiser, because he wants to come be with the friends, he feels it's important, the greatness of the place, of the society, he feels this whole thing, that his whole life is here, this really, the sublime purpose. Let's assume that he really yearns to come here, that it's impossible not to be filled in the will to receive. Receive with pleasure from sitting, learning with the friends, not because he's filled like a pig, but because it's so important. So he is filled in this will to receive. It's not against his will. So how is it above reason if this is how I come to the lesson or to the meal?
But when you go to the meal, you don't know the results yet.
Meal, lesson, never mind. He comes here with the intention, but he feels pleasure from coming here. Not because I'm filling up myself with all kinds of knowledge, but because the greatness of the importance of the goal is burning in him. And when he does it, when he comes here and is in it, he yearns for it all day, there is pleasure in here. The will to receive gets some pleasure. So is this leakage to the will to receive is okay until the end of correction, until everything becomes, is there a correction here to do that I have to not want to come here, to hate it completely?
No, you need to scrutinize every time why you really want to come.
And if I scrutinize why I really want to come, and there's a matter of some certain pleasure that you can't ignore. The friends are asking, suddenly I'm in in a football game, I see how the heart's open. Every question is right on. And I'm saying, wow, it's so inspired. I'm inspired. My heart goes out to the friends. I'm excited. So how will it be above reason? How will I not go, wow, what a great society. How do I manage with it being above reason? How do I not fake like I'm suffering? Is the question clear?
The question is clear. You keep going.
L'chaim.
Ken.
Yes.
No.
השיעור הזה,
this lesson, when we started talking about external physical commandments, it gave, it strengthened Pharaoh in me.
לא מספיק שאני לא מצליח לעבוד
באהבת
החברים.
Am I not succeeding in working in love of friends, which is called for her sake? Now I have to perform physical commandments to which I totally resist, and them too I have to do for her sake. Lishma, I feel more and more distant from getting to a state of correction. Pharaoh is growing even stronger. I feel the enslavement to him even more. So how is there even a chance of getting out of that state?
Continue with prayer. That's it. All in all, it's not a bad state.
Again.
This is called a pretty good state?
Yes. There was someone else here.
Shirav Omer Shakola Kuchot Nim Tsaim Bekvutza.
Rav says that all the forces are in the group. Should a person do something to get the strength for it, or is it enough to just be, and then he gets the strength?
When he's with everybody, he gets the forces.
He's simply present, without any work.
There's no such thing without any. The environment influences.
Yeah, the environment influences, but a person...
The environment influences a person, and a person surrenders towards the environment.
Ken.
Thank you.
In my material life,
I make decisions. Can I make decisions above reason? Can I use it in my corporeal life?
If it's worth it, if it comes to you in such a way.
So I make decisions within reason, but at the same time, can I use it spiritually?
Yes.
Can Yaakov?
Yes, Yaakov.
Yeah.
He says in the article that the closer they want to get to for her sake, the more they find how they're failing in the work. And every time we do something, we mainly see that we're not succeeding. I'm asking because in the end he says, through despair we get to faith above reason. Is there a specific work we can do in order to increase the despair and ignore the negligence and focus only on the importance?
If you connect between you more,
you'll
really speed up the process.
Toward connection between us, we also find that we're negligent. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want to, and we always discover that we're lacking. So,
yeah.
I'm asking about the lack of success. If there's something we can do, because it seems like this is what we have the most of, because that's what we discover every time.
Yeah.
So, can we kind of make a certain discernment with our lack of success in order to come to the real approach?
Yeah, you can.
What? Can you elaborate on that?
Even more to strengthen that each one will hold on to his friend. Okay.
טוב, מה עוד?
What else?
כן.
Yeah.
Я хотел спросить по поводу стыда. У нас есть стыд от получения.
I wanted to ask regarding shame. We feel shame from receiving.
И от отдачи. От получения.
In bestowal, there's shame in reception. Bestowal. In reception, we learned about the four phases of direct light. That's clear.
Вопрос, который в начале урока задал.
And in bestowal, what they asked in the beginning of the lesson, I gave to the friends. And he thought it wasn't 100%, but only 60%. I'm ashamed, but I'm dealing with it nicely. If the friend gives me, it's hard for me until I pay him back. So it forces me through shame. So with what shame are we working, and how do we work with shame from bestowal?
Мы работаем совершенно разными стыдами.
We work with completely different types of shame.
Даже не делаем между ними никакого расчета.
And we don't even perform a calculation between them.
Даже не знаю, что еще сказать.
I don't even know what to say about this.
Ну, вот ситуация, да? Человек вдруг...
What I wanted to ask is, let's say there's a situation where a person understands that everything he's given is worthless.
Как ему подготовить ситуацию, чтобы он не сам оставался с этой ситуацией?
Prepare for it in advance, so he doesn't have to deal with it alone against the shame, but that he will get some help.
Действие вместе, то и это действие будет вместе.
If they do all these actions together, so also this action will be together. Otherwise, how?
Ну, то есть это как-то проявить надо, ты там отдаешь, все это озвучивается, да, чтобы это было как-то...
Надо заставлять. They need to somehow talk about it.
You need to force each other that the actions will be more clear, more... out and more revealed.
Вот вы сказали, что если, допустим, в знании я не выспался,
said,
я не могу 5 минут дойти до компьютера, сесть.
Let's say within reason.
Выше знания человек.
I didn't sleep enough.
Может,
I can't go to the computer.
Вот вы сказали,
sit in the lesson above reason. Person can drive even 100 kilometers and come to the lesson. So we have to act out this all.
Как-то, да.
So above reason, I have no boundaries. I can do anything. So how not to overdo it?
Все зависит от подготовки.
Everything depends on the preparation. That's it.
Ну, то есть есть граница в этой игре выше знания?
So there is a boundary to the act of going above reason.
A border of what?
Of things I can do.
Ты не выспался, ты можешь там на час пойти на урок, а выше знания, если не ставить ограничений, ты принимаешь решение, что я час буду ехать на урок, встану за два часа и буду себя чувствовать хорошо. И у тебя получается.
Let's say I wake up 2 hours earlier and I still feel okay. You decide, and where should I put the limit? In such a game
of...
No, when the body can't already, that's something else. But then he just can't. But in principle, there are no limits to this.
Да, там в конце.
Yes.
Thank you, dear Rav. It's written here, above reason, anything can be, except we need to overcome with faith that the Creator can help above nature. What is the meaning of faith? What meaning are they talking about here?
Faith.
To believe that the Creator can help us go above nature?
Yes. Okay. We're actually done. We are done with the lesson. What else do we have?
Now we have a meal, the Saturday morning meal. We'll go down to the meal. The broadcast today at 11:45, the lesson preparation. At 12, the noon lesson. From 12 to 1:30. Tomorrow, Sunday, at 2:40, there'll be the preparation. At 3, the morning lesson. At 12, tomorrow, a physical noon lesson in the study hall. At 2:30, the festive meal for the second holiday of Passover. We'll end with a song.
Hello. Lord,